We were on the bottom of Kuf Chaf Dalet Amar Aleph. Gemara is trying to resolve the fact that one brisa seems to say that we are choshesh on Yontif for the same things that were choshesh on Shabbos, and we gozer Yontif atu Shabbos. Another brisa says that what's mutter on Yontif is mutter, and Shabbos is Shabbos. We don't make a gzera one from the other. So it says, Lo kasha ha beishame ha beisiluf. The snam beishame omrim, ein motzina sakotin v'yasalula v'yasefer Torah l'shus harabim. Beishame says, Rashi says, ein motzina hotzor shalo v'tzorich. You're not allowed to carry, if there's no tzorich yontif, stam to carry a cotton or a lulav or a sefer Torah to reshus harabim. Delo ishtri l'chatchila b'yontif, tfei mi b'shabes. She'ele ochel nefesh, v'hoda mashilin beisiluf. Right, the what's it called? The Beishamai holds that lechatchila, even on Yontif, you're not allowed to carry shalol tzorech, even though mi'ikra din it's mutter. But the way the Gemara seems to learn over here, it's only because we're afraid that you'll come to carry on Shabbos. So they were only mater mishum ochel nefesh, and Beisilo holds that what's it called? You are allowed to carry on Yontif. We're not gozer atu Shabbos, and therefore the mission of mashilin that you're allowed on Yontif to throw the peros down the skylight, but you're not allowed to do on Shabbos because of the extra tircha is according to Beisilo. Okay. Truth is, this Gemara is a little difficult because the truth is that Beisham Beisilo argued another thing. If mitosh shehutra l'tzorech, hutra nami shalol l'tzorech is mashmets min haTorah. Whether it's mutter or not, not just midrabbanan. Here it's mashmah, it's only a din drabbanan according to Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to carry shalol tzorech on Yontif. And it's only because we're afraid of Shabbos. Gemara says, Eima de Shabbos le Beis Shammai hotzor. Beis Shammai is talking about carrying. Tiltel mi Shabbosle, but to say that it's also stam tiltel, stam moving things around on Yontif, because we're afraid that you'll move things around on Shabbos that are also, where do we see the Beis Shammai is machmer so much? Gemara says, the tiltul gufei la mishum hotzohi, isn't the whole idea of tiltul because maybe you'll come to carry? So here is a makor for what the Ravid says, that the whole isser of muktza is because you may come to carry things, so they assered what's it called, being metaltal things, that way you have less of a chance of carrying anything out into Rosh Hashanah. Rashi, tiltul mishamis lehu, dimash v'yontif l'shabbos, where do you see that beishamai make Shabbos and Yontif equal legabe mukta, legabe hotzah maybe. Gemara says tiltul lav tzorech hotzah bitmiya hilkach imezalzel betiltul mezalzelus hotzah. If you're going to be mezalzel betiltul, in the end you'll come to be mezalzel in hotzah. And therefore, since we see that Beis Shammai or gozer Shabbos a Yontif atu Shabbos, when it comes to tiltul when hotzah, so tiltul is included in that too. Okay. The Af Rav Sover Lo Lahada Rava. Rav also holds like Rava. Doma Rav, Mar Shalo Yiganev, Zehu Tilpa Shalo Litzorech. The Osir, right? A hoe. You're not allowed to move on Shabbos if, to save it from being stolen, right? Taima Shalo Yiganev. That's only that you what's it called, the reason you're moving it is it shouldn't be stolen. Aval Litzorech Gufo, Litzorech Mekomo Mutter. The only way that it's Osir is if you're moving it not for its own sake or for the place that it's on, but you want to protect it. But Mashma, that any other Tzorech is Mutter. Both Tzorech Gufo and Tzorech Mekomo, like Rava, not like Abaya. Eini, Vahar Rav Kahana, Ikla Lebe Rav. Right? Rav Kahana went to the house of Rav. Vahomer Aisule Shusa Le Kahana. And he said, bring a net for Kahana, Rav Kahana, to sit on. Leisev Aleha. Right? So we told him, bring a net that he should be able to sit on it. Lav Lememra, the Dover Shemlachal, the Isser, the Tzor Gufo in, the Tzor Mekomolo. Why did Rav have to make a point to say, bring a net in order that Rav Kahana should sit on it? It's obviously he's going to sit on it. What are they bringing the net for? So he had to say it to tell me that's the only way to be mutter. Bring the net in order he should sit on it. But if it wouldn't be that he has to sit on it, he's not using it for something mutter, it wouldn't be mutter just to move the net because you need the place. So Mar says, no, hachi amar lahu. You got the miser. Shkulu. And so it would seem from here that Rav holds that you're only allowed to move kli shemalachto le'isser l'tzorech gufo, not l'tzorech mekomo. So Mar says, no, the miser was different. Hachi amar lahu. Shkulu shusa mikmei kahana. take the net away because Rav Kahana needs a place to sit down. So you're allowed to move the net, even the Tzorach Makoma. They needed the place where the net was. The net is a klisha malachta le'isr, obviously. It's used for trapping. And therefore, they told them, move the net away because Rav Kahana has to sit down, which means it's, you're allowed to move muktzah even the Tzorach Makoma. Iboyeseima, another possibility is hasa mechama letzel havi. Over there, the net was in a place that it was getting dried out. So Rav didn't want them to think he was permitting them to move it out of the sun into the shade because you're allowed to do that. So he made a point to say, we're only moving it because Rav Kahana has to sit down. But not to tell me that you couldn't have moved it if you needed the place. But since it appeared like you were moving it to protect it, therefore he made a point of saying that we need it for Rav Kahana to sit down. Rav Mori bar Rochel havi le'ahi be'sadyusa b'shimsha. Rav Mori bar Rochel had a, what's it called, some kind of pillow that was in the sun. Rashi says, let's see the Rashi from before, Lahada Rava, de Omar Tzorich Makomo Ketzorich Gufo. Rav also holds like Rava, that Mukta Machmas Isser, right, that Klisha Malachtola Isser are allowed to move, not only the Tzorich Gufo, but even the Tzorich Makomo. Mar Posher is a ho. Shalo Yigonev, Dumya de Mechama Letzel. Right, that's compared to moving it for the sake of protecting it from sun to shade, that it shouldn't be stolen. The Dover Shemlachta Le'isr. Shusa Mitsuda is a net. Lav Lememra, Lamali Lefrushe, Behedya, Delese Vela. Why do you have to say specifically that he needs the net for Rav Kahana to sit on? Lav Mishum Lememra, Dehai Deshor Letutule Mishum Detzor Gufo. Because he wanted to teach us that this would be the only reason you're allowed to move it in order to use it for a chair. But stam to move it, even because you need the place, wouldn't be mutter. So Mara says, no, the ma'isa was differently. Shkilu shusa mikmei kahana. Nisav al makoma. What happened was that the net was in the place where Rav Kahana wanted to sit down, and Rav said, move it, so you make room for him to sit, which means that tzorach makoma hudahavi. And it was mamash a case of tzorach makoma, and you see that Rav held its mutter to move. Mechama letzel havi b'makom harala. It was in a place that was bad for it, hoisa. The ilav the porish behedya leisei bala man dechazi sover the mechama letzel shori ule mekoma lo hayitzorich the lema sheyeshi b'mkoma. Right. Therefore, Rav made it a point to say we're moving it so he can sit down and not in order to protect the net. Beisad yusa korim shalavad. There were pillows made out of felt. Shekorin filtra. Beishim shibechama. They were in the sun and they were getting ruined. Okay. So he came to Rava and he wanted to know what he should do with his pillows. Omerle ma'ala tutulinu, can I move them? Omerle shori, right? It's okay to move these pillows because they're klisha malachto leheter. Rashi says omerle shori, Rava letamei, the omer dover shemalachto leheter, af michama letzel mutter. Dover shemalachto leheter, you're allowed to move even michama letzel. So here it was a pillow, it had no iser to it. Isli Achrina, right? He said, I have other ones. I don't have to move it. He says, Chazi Le'orchim. The Maisa, maybe guests will come and you'll need more pillows. Isli Nomi Le'orchim. I have extra ones for guests also. Omer Le Golisa Daitecha Tikcha Rabba Sviralach. You have obviously shown that you hold like Rabba. That even Klisha Malachto Leheter is also Michama Le'tzel. The Kule Al Mashari, I hold. Anybody who come to ask me a shayla, for them it's mutter. L'didach aser. But you, since you hold like Rabba, so for you it's aser. Okay, Rashi. Isli achrini, eini tzorich legufo. I don't need those pillows now. So it'll be, I'm moving it l'tzorich gufo. I'm only moving it to protect it. D'karabba svirlach, d'omer mechama l'tzel aser. Rabba holds that even a klisha malachto leheter is aser to move to protect it. The halacha karava, but the halacha is like rava. The omer dover shemalachto leheter shori legamri, who holds that something that is malachto leheter is mutter to move for any purpose. Unless yesterday we explained, does that mean any purpose that's meaningful, like protecting it or whatever, but not stam for no purpose, or it means even for no purpose. The dover shemalachto leiser letzor gufa makoma mutter michama letzel v'shlo yigani vaser, and something that's malachto leiser is mutter to move letzor gufa umakomo. Not like Abaya, that shall the Makomo's Osir, but it's Osir, what's it called, Michama Letzel. or that it shouldn't be stolen, anything where it's not, you're not using the thing itself, or you need its place. Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Rabbi Chia Barashi, Omar Rav, Mechabdo shel Milsa, Mutter l'talklam b'Shabbos, Avo shel Tmara lo. You have brushes or brooms that are made of silk, and those are used for taking crumbs off the table. So that's mutter, that's klisha malachto leheter. There's no reason why you can't brush crumbs off the table. So that's klisha malachto leheter. But mechabdo shel tmara, they're made out of date palm leaves. They're regular brooms, and those are used for sweeping the floor. And that's also to do because you may come to smooth out and flatten out the terrain. Rashi. These are brushes or little whisk brooms that you clean off the table. Shel milsa begodim lechabit shulchan shemlach to leheter. That's mechali shemlach to leheter. Shel tmara kein shalanu, like our brooms lechabit esabayis. Those are used to sweep the floor. The asr mishumashvuye gumos. The molder Reb Shimon sikreish v'layomos. So Rashi learns this is going even according to Reb Shimon, and it's asr to sweep the floor because of sikreisha. You're inevitably going to flatten out, but even out the floor. And therefore, what's it called? It's usher to sweep a regular earthen floor on Shabbos, even according to Reb Shimon, because of psikresha. Others hold that according to Reb Shimon, this would be mutter. It's only according to Reb Yehuda, because it's not a psikresha. And therefore, it's mutter. The Rambam learns that it's not a psikresha to flatten the ground, but it's a psikresha to move around mukta things. What's it called, stones and earth or whatever, and there you're doing it for the sake of the stones and the earth, to move them away, not for the sake of something else, and even though it's tiltul min atzad, is also usher. So there's a machlokas over here, whether this halacha of why it's a klisha malachto le'isser is even according to Reb Shimon or not according, not only according to Reb Yehuda. This is an afkamin l'gavi the halacha. Reb Elezer omer afshel tmara. You're even allowed to move around the ones that are made out of the regular brooms. So Mar says, "B'may askinan." When did Rabbi Lezer say it's mutter to move a broom made out of tamara? Ilei meletzorach gufo uletzorach makomo b'halei marav shel tamara lo. If it's talking about letzorach gufo makomo, so any klisha malachto le'isser, you're allowed to move letzorach gufo makomo. Why would Rav say you're not allowed to move it? B'harav k'rava svirale. Rav holds like Rava. Elamai, it's talking where you want to move it from the sun into the shade. B'chol lemer Rabbi Lazar afshel tamara. Here Rabbi Lazar would say that even a klisha malachto le'isser, you're allowed to move from sun to shade. Right? So Monisha, how's it talking? Obviously, this is a klisha malachto le'isser. So why would Rabbi Lazar hold that it's mutter to move mechama letzel? And if it's talking zorach gufa makomo, why would Rav hold it's aser? So what case is it talking about? Mar says, no, la'ola mechama letzel. It's not talking that Rav held you're not allowed to move it from sun to shade. The chain of Rabbi Lezer. And you should have a different gear. So not Rabbi Lezer says, afshel tamara, but the chain of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer agreed with Rav that mechama letzel, you're not allowed to move it. That's the girsa we have. The Rith has a girsa that Rabbi Lezer held like Rabbi Shimon, and the Mele are allowed to move a regular broom because the klishim lachto lehet or even mechama letzel. That's how the Rith's girsa. So according to the Rif, the halacha is that you're allowed to move around a broom, even mechama letzel. And according to Rashi, right, Tosis also holds like that. What's it called? It's mukta even according to Reb Shimon. It's only mutter to move a regular broom, l'kutzarech gufa makoma. And we said also the... what I said before, the name of the Rambam was Tosfos, not the Rambam. The Rambam Tosfos says the reason that it's Muktzah is not because necessary to psikresha, but because you're moving offer and avonim or whatever, which is also. The Rambam holds that sweeping on what's it called, on ground that is covered, no, it's not earth, but on a tiled ground or a wooden floor or whatever, is mutter. And therefore, it's a klisha malachto leheter leiser. You could sweep regular floors or you could sweep earthen floors. Earthen floors, it's klisha malachto leiser. On regular floors, it's a klisha malachto leheter. And therefore, it's not. That's why Rabbi Lezer holds that it's not that it's not muktzah bechlal. Klisha malachto leheter and leiser is klisha malachto leheter. It's mutter to move even from the son to the sheikh. The mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch, what's it called, brings down that it's mutter to sweep floors that are covered, right? And some people are matter even floors that are not covered. That's according to the Rith, it's according to Reb Shimon. That's Dover Shena Muscavin, and it's Klisha Malachto, what's it called then? It's Enomus, and it's not Psigration. So even a regular floor you're allowed to sweep, right? That depends on the Machlokas, the Rith, and the Rashi and Tosis. And what's it called? The Mishnah Brura says that, the Ramah says that the Minig is to be Machmir, and not to sweep even a floor that's covered, okay? And however, he paskins over here that it's still considered a klisha malachto leheter, because since only a chumrah not to sweep the regular floors, memela, what's it called? It's really a klisha malachto leheter. Really, it's mutter. The only thing it's a chumrah not to do it, that doesn't make the kli a klisha malachto leheter. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah say that even if it's only a chumrah, since a maisa you're not allowed to sweep a regular floor, it becomes a klisha malachto leheter. However, Mishnah Berurah says that's only where there are floors in the city that are earthen floors and regular floors. Then it's a chumrah not to sweep even a regular floor. But if all this the houses have regular floors and not earthen floors, then you're allowed to sweep a floor, and that's how we hold the maisa. And therefore, a broom is a klisha malachto leheter. It's not a klisha malachto leheter. It's not even a chumrah not to sweep a floor, because all the floors are not earthen floors.
Okay.
No, it's all tultum and atzah. We don't know that that's a problem. Okay. Okay. Mishnah. Kol hakelim hanitolim b'Shabbos. Any kli that you're allowed to move on Shabbos for whatever purpose, shivrehem nitolim imohem. If the kli broke, and the Gemara will discuss when it broke, then you're allowed to move the broken pieces also. As long as they're still useful for something, some malacha, to use as a bottle cap or something, they can be used for something. They're not so small, little splinters or whatever, that can't be used for anything. Shivri areva, now it gives an example. Shivri areva, you have a kneading trough. Lechasos buenas piachavis. You can have big enough pieces to cover a barrel, or the opening in a barrel. Shivri schuchis, broken glass. Lechasos buenas piapach. To cover a little flask. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bavachi also main malachton. Rabbi Yehuda says no, they have to still be able to be used something similar to what their original use was when it was a kli. Shivri areva la tsukla tochen makta. The broken pieces from a trough have to be able to put something in them, right? Put some kind of dish in them. What's it called? Some kind of. Dip or makfez, what? Right, whatever. All right, so it has to be able to receive something, just like when it was an areva, it was part of the areva, it received things. Things were put into it. Also, when it was a kli, you put the shemen into it. Now it has to be fit to put some, it has to be at least something that has some opening that can be used similar to what it was used when it was whole. But if it can't be used similar, even if it can be used, but not similar to what it was when it was whole, then it's not. Then it's smukta. Then it's can't move it at all. Me'ein malacha, shum malacha. This Tanakama holds any malacha. Afilu eino me'ein harishoma. Even if it's not a similar kind of use that it had when it was whole. La tzukatocha makfe ava, something thick. Dumya de'isam ureves b'mayim. What's it called? Dough mixed with water, a thick mixture. So it won't hold, obviously if it's broken, it's not going to hold something very, very loose. But it'll hold something thick. Okay, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Machlokes shenishbru me'erev Shabbos. The machlokes is only where the thing broke on Erev Shabbos. Demar sover me'ein malachton in me'ein malach acheres lo. That Rav Yehuda holds that it has to still be useful, or if it broke on Erev Shabbos, for something similar to what it was when it was whole. But if it's only useful for something different than what it was used when it was whole, that's not good enough. Umar sovra afilu me'ein malach acheres. And the other one holds, the Tanakama holds, that even if it's useful in any way, that also makes it not muktzah. Aval nishbru b'Shabbos, but if it broke on Shabbos, divrei akol mutarin hol muchonim gabi avin. Since when Shabbos came in, it was a kli, even though it broke on Shabbos, but since it wasn't muktza when Shabbos came in, it's not muktza the whole Shabbos. Just like we have if something becomes muktza when Shabbos comes in, it remains muktza the whole Shabbos. The opposite is also true. When Shabbos came in, it was a kli, so it remains mutter the whole Shabbos, even though right now it has no use l'chor. So Moshe Rav Zutroi, Masikin b'kelim, vein masikin b'shivrei kelim. On Yontif, you're allowed to make a fire with a kli, but you're not allowed to use shivrei kelim. So Mara says the nishbru emas. When were these kelim broken? That a broken kli you can't use to make a fire. Ilema de nishbru me erev yontif. If it's talking where it was broken erev yontif etzim bi'almaninu, then these wooden kelim that were broken, now they're just chips of wood. So they're made for burning. There's nothing, no other purpose for them. So why should they be muktza on Yontif that you can't use them if they broke Erev Yontif? When Yontif came in, they were set aside for burning. They had no other purpose. Elala b'Yontif. It's talking where a thing broke on Yontif. So when Yontif came in, it was a kli, and now it's a shever kli. Okay? So it broke on Yontif. Uktani masikim b'kelim v'masikim b'shivrei kelim. You can only use whole kelim to make a fire, but you can't use the broken kelim. Right, so you see that even if it broke on Yontif, that doesn't make it, what's it called, have the same din as the Kli. Look at Rashi. Hol umuchonim al gabi avihen kishkidish hayom. When Shabbos came in, they were, what's it called, a Kli. So they remain with the heter of the Kli the whole Shabbos. Maisikim bekelim biyontif, shari uriyim letalta. Since you're allowed to move them, so you're allowed to use them for fire. The etal claim, the etalta vitnei metochor. So you can pick them up and put them in the fire. So a kli on Yontif you can burn because you're allowed to move it. So there's no problem of throwing it into the fire. The ain masikim b'shivrei kelim davilu muktza because the shvarim are muktza. Velo chazi l'tiltul, you're not allowed to move them. You can't move them. You can't burn. You can't throw them into the fire. Samara says, when is it talking? When do these things break that they're muktza? If they broke erev Shabbos, then why are they muktza? They're pieces of wood that on Yontif on Shabbos pieces of wood are muktza. Because there's no purpose to them. But on Yontif, pieces of wood have a use. They can be burnt. You can use them for fire. So why are chips of wood that broke Erev Yontif muktzah b'chlal? Why can't you use them for a fire? Why can't you move them? Right? Eitzim bi'almaninu, domi esmo l'hasoka kaimi. From before Yontif already, they were set aside for burning. No other purpose for them. Uktani ein masikin. V'lo amrina muchanin hoyos. So Elamites talking where they broke on Yontif. So when Yontif came in, they were kelim that were movable. But now, what's it called? It's like nolad. Now they're, what's it called? Not movable because they're muktzah. Right? They have no use. They weren't set aside for burning when Yontif came in. Right? And therefore, they're muktzah. A kli, on the other hand, even if it's not set aside for burning, but still mutter to move. Right? And therefore, you're allowed to burn it. If you decide you want to burn it, even though it's not set aside for burning, it doesn't make it muktzah. So you're allowed to burn it. But something that was not set aside for burning when Yontif came in, a kli. Normally you don't burn kelim. And now it's broken. So now it's still not set aside for burning. Mamela, it's muktzah. It's muktzah, you can't use it. So we don't say that, no, since it was a kli when Yontif came in, even though right now it's what's it called, broken kli, and it's not fit for anything else but burning, and it wasn't set aside for burning, that it's muktzah, we don't say that since it was part of a kli, it remains mutter. We say that it's also. We say that it's nolad. That now the use for burning was something new, and therefore it's muktzah. So, if Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said what he said to explain the mission, he said it this way. Om Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, machlokes shenishbru b'Shabbos. The machlokes is where they broke on Shabbos. The mar sover muchanhu. The one holds that it's still considered muchan, that it's still considered part of the original kli. Umar sover nolitu. And the other one holds, no, it's nolit, something new. And therefore, if it's still not usable for its original use, at least partially, then it's nolit, it's something new, and therefore it's what's it called, it's muktzah. Avol me'erev Shabbos divrei akol mutarim. But if they broke erev Shabbos, everybody holds mutter. Because when Shabbos came in, it was set aside for what's it called, for this new use. And no matter what the use is, that's good enough. It doesn't have some use. It wasn't a kli when Shabbos came in. It was a broken kli. And if it has a use, it's not mukta. But Mashenkin, when Shabbos came in, it had one use. And now the usage changed, so one holds, it doesn't make a difference. As long as it still can be used, that's not nolet. That's still okay. And the other one holds no. Now it's a completely new thing, so if it's not usable for something similar to what it was used in the beginning, it's going to still be mukta. It's going to be mukta, because that's called nolet. Hakol mutarin, however, huchnu l'malachim vod yom. Since when Shabbos came in, this is what it was useful for, and it was useful, it's not mukta. Everybody holds like that. Rashi. Mar sover muchen huk, even the roy l'shum malacha, since it's still useful for any kind of malacha, even not something similar to what it was used for when it was whole. Mar sover nolet havi. And the other one holds, no, it's nolet, it's a new thing. D'mi'es malav l'hai malacha havi koi. Because yesterday it wasn't set aside for this kind of usage. Hilkach mein malach tobin. Therefore, it's only not muktzah if it's still usable somehow the same way that it was similar to the same way it was usable when it was whole. But if it's not, then it's a totally new thing, and it's nolet, and therefore new things are muktzah on Shabbos. Okay, let's go on. Tani chada, mesikin bekelim, ve'ein mesikin b'shivrei kelim. One brisa says that you're allowed to make fires on Yontif with kelim. And again, even though normally kelim are not set aside for burning, but since they're not mukta, there's no reason why you can't change your mind and burn them. Right? There's no reason why you can't burn them. But shivrei kelim, right, that were broken on Shabbos, on Yontif, I mean, so there, what's it called, they weren't set aside for burning, and now they have no use. So it's nolad, something new. Right now, the usage for burning is something new, and therefore, what's it called? They're mukta. The Tanya idach kishem shemasikim bekelim kach masikim b'shivrei kelim. And another brisa says that just like you're allowed to use kelim, you're allowed to use shivrei kelim. Right, the keli was mutter, and now this is something that came from a keli. It doesn't. It's not nolad. It's not something that's new. It's just a part of the original kli, and therefore you're allowed to burn it. The Tanya idach. Ain masikin lo bekelim velo b'shivrei kelim. And a third brisa says you can't burn anything, not kelim and not shivrei kelim on yontif. So Mara says, Horeb Yehuda, Horeb Shimon, Horeb Nechemya. Right? The one that says that, what's it called, that kelim are okay, but shivrei kelim are not, that's Rabbi Yehuda, holds a mukta. And because the broken things are considered mukta, it's nolad, right? It's mukta. Therefore, you can't use them to make a fire because you can't move them. The one who says that you could use both of them doesn't hold of that kind of mukta. He holds that since it was mutter when Shabbos or Yontif came in because it was part of a kli, the fact that it's broken, he doesn't hold of nolat. He doesn't hold of this kind of mukta, and therefore you're allowed to use even shivrei kelim. And the one who holds you can't use either one is Reb Nechemya, who says you can only use a kli for its normal usage. Normally, you don't burn kelim, so you can't even move anything. Unless you're moving it for its normal uses. That's what Nechemya holds. And Memela, what's it called? He holds that you can't use anything, Kaylee or not Kaylee, for what's it called, for burning. Rashi. Horeb Yehuda, Masikim Bekalim, Ve Masikim Beshivri Kalim, the Islay Mukta, the Nolad. He holds of Mukta Nolad, Kalim Lav Mukta Ninu, Shvarim Nolad Ninu. Kalim are not Mukta, and therefore you can throw them into a fire if you want, but Shvarim are Nolad. There's something new. They're not the kli anymore, and therefore you can't move them. So you can't put them into a fire. Reb Shimon, the lesley muktzah, the lesley nolad. Reb Shimon doesn't hold a muktzah or nolad. At least this nolad, because the Baran Beya says that the man diomru holds doesn't hold a muktzah, still holds of nolad. But this kind of nolad is similar to muktzah. Reb Nechemya holds that you can't move any kli unless you're using it for its normal usage. But to move a kli for any other usage, even a kli shemalach to leheter, is not mutter. V'hai lav miyuchad hu lo, delav lasokakoi. No kli's normal usage is to burn it. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman. Hani livne, di ishtayr mibinyana. You have bricks that were left over from a building. So now they're not set aside anymore for building, because you finished the building. Okay, so they're now stamps there for any use that you're not set aside for building anymore. They're set aside for other uses. So shori l'tultalinu, you're allowed to move them. Dechazu l'mizgolayu, because you could sit on them. So they're no longer something that's malachto le'isser, right? That's one way of learning here. They're now malachto le'heter. They're now their chairs. They're no longer bricks for building. Others hold that they're still basically klisha malachto le'isser. Normally bricks are used for building, right? Not for sitting on, right? That's not a usual usage for sitting on them. However, before this, they were muktzeh machasar and kis. People are very careful with bricks are used for building, not to use them for anything else, because they want to get them ruined, right? So therefore, originally, you couldn't move them for anything, even the sort of gufa makomo. Now that they're not set aside for building anymore, they're still klisha malachto le'isser, but they're not chasar and kis. Memeli, you're allowed to move them at sort of gufa makomo, since you could use it to sit on. What? Because they're bricks. They're made into, they're like a kli. They're not stam rocks. They're finished bricks.
If they're made for building, in the state they're made for building, isn't it?
What? No. Made for building. They're kli shemalach l'yisr, that's chasar and kis. They're a kli. A brick is a kli. It's not a stam. So, Mara says, Sharginhu, if you, however, stack them, right, then you show that you want to save them for building another building, then vadi aktsinu, then they're vadi muktza. Either they're now kli shemalach l'yisr again, or they're a kli that's muktza machasar and kis. Rashi. Diyasir shehishlim binyano, you finished the building, v'nisosar, they were left over. Mehash lo kaimi lebinyan, elaleshev aleim. Now, the Torah's kli aleim. They're a kli. They're not made anymore for building, they're made for sitting on. Sharginu, isidran zu alzu, however, if you stack them, vadi aktsinu tzor binyan acher. Then you show you're not interested in sitting on them. You want to save them, right, for a new building. Okay. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. Cheres ktana, mutar l'taltul b'chotzer, ava b'karmel islo. A small piece of earthenware. So you're allowed to be metaltal in a chotzer, right? We're not talking now about moving it more than four amas. We're talking about moving it altogether. So in a chotzer, you're allowed to move it because there's a use for it. There are a lot of kalim in the chatzar, and you can use this as a cover for a kli. So it has a use, even though it's just a piece of shard, right? It can be used as a cover, and there are kalim in a chatzar. And mainly you're allowed to metal to the chatzar, but not in the karmelis. Because in a karmelis, people don't leave their kalim in a karmelis. And therefore, there are no kalim there to cover, so the cheres has no use. Rav Nachman, the deyom rafilu b'karmelis, avushus harabim lo. In a karmelis, you can move it around. Right? Now again, not four amas, just pick it up and move it around while you're standing still. That's altsmukta we're talking over here, not hotsa. Even in a karmelis, because what's it called, there are some kalim. It's not rishus harabim, right? You could cover something there, you could cover what's it called, some spit or whatever Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Bechotzer, the shchichi ba kalim, in a chotzer, there's plenty of kalim. And therefore, the cheres has a use. It's a kli. You can cover. You use it for a cover for a kli. The Torah's kli alav. Avalo b'karmelis, afilo b'soch daladamas. We're not talking about carrying it. We're talking about moving it, even b'soch daladamas. Delo shchichi b'iman, even lo chazil k'suyeh. The mele, there are no kalim in a karmelis, so you can't. It has no use anymore. It can only be used as a cover, and there's nothing to cover. Afilu b'karmelis, however, lav rishus harabim hu shchiche da'az liviyas vihasim. Since it's not rishus harabim, people sit there, right? V'chazi l'chasus morok. And even if there's no kalin there, you can use it to cover up some spit on the ground or whatever. It has a use still, but in rishus harabim not, because in rishus harabim people don't sit down, they don't cover up spit, and there's nothing to use it for. The male it's muktzah. V'rava omar af, that's on the Gemara. V'rava omar af rishus harabim. Afilu b'rishus harabim. You could even move it around in Rishus HaRabim. The Azda Rava L'Tameh. And Rava goes according to something he said before in a different place. The Rava Havi Ko'azo B'Rishka de Mechuza. Right? Rava was going in the Rishus HaRabim. Rishka de Mechuza is a Rishus HaRabim. Shem Rishus HaRabim, a Rishka. Isvasoi Masane Tino. And his shoes got full of mud. Osa Shame Shokol Chaspa V'Chom Echaperleh. So his shamus came, took a shard of earthenware, and started to clean off his shoes. And this is in Rishus HaRabim. So the Chora, we said that a shard, according to everybody except Rava, is muktzah in Rishus HaRabim. There's nothing you can use it for. Okay? But what's it called? Rava let his Shamus move it around in Rishus HaRabim to clean his shoes. Rami be Rabbanan Kala, right? So they started yelling at him. What are you doing? Right? It's Muktzah. Omar lo mistayed lo gemire nigmar. What's it called? Lo gemire nigmar nami megamre. You didn't. It's not enough. You didn't learn. You want to teach people what you don't know, right? He told them, what's it called? Not only don't you know the halacha, but you're telling other people what to do. Ilu b'chatzar havoy milo havi chazir l'ksuyi b'mana. If I would be in a chatzar with this piece of shard, right, this piece of earthenware, wouldn't be not muktzah because I could use it to cover the kelim that are in the chatzar. Hachinami chazir lididi. Memele, here it's also mutter. It's also, right, in other words, one of two possibilities. Either that he holds that since it has some use to clean off the shoes, that's enough to matter it. Or since it has a din of a kli, if it would be in a chatzar, then the fact that it's not in a chatzar now doesn't make it less of a kli, right? It's something that somewhere is useful. So even though right here you can't use it for that, but it has a use over here, it still has the same kli because of what it could be used in the chatzar. Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, Megofes Chavis Shenichtesa Mutter L'Taltel B'Shabbos. You have the opening in a barrel, the spout in a barrel that broke, but the whole spout is whole, right? You can be metaltel on Shabbos. It's not, it's considered, it still has a use. Tanya nami hachi, megofes shenichteta hi v'shvareha mutter l'taltel b'Shabbos. If you have a spout that got broken on Shabbos, you're allowed to move it and the broken pieces on Shabbos. V'lo yispos mimenu shever l'chassos bo esakli. V'lismach bo kroy amita. Right? Rashi, not enough that you don't know what's asr and mutter, you're bothering my shamus because he's cleaning my shoes with this shard. You want to tell him what to do too? You don't know what to do yourselves. You're telling other people what to do. The mice, it has a use. You can clean my shoes. The afagav lo shchiach harishem kli ala b'chatzar. Lemaise, even though that's not shchiach, but it has a shem kli on it, and therefore, even though over here there's no kalim to be used to cover it for what would be a normal kind of thing, but lemaise, since it has a shem kli in a chatzar, here even a minimal a usage is fine to make it to take it away from being muktzah. Shenichteto achavis, the chavis got broken. Magufa shel chavis shenichteto achavis. You have the spout remained whole, and the whole barrel's broken. He hamagufa ushvareh shol chavis nitalam b'shavis dechazir l'kisimona. Like we said before, you can cover a kli with it, so it's not muktzah. Lo yispos yitzakin lohaser b'litosa v'uktzah b'shavis de'ovid kli v'avimakav patish. But you're not allowed to smooth it out. It has broken pieces, right, and it has jagged edges. You can't smooth it out and straighten it out to use it for something to what's it called, to cover something or to support the bed with it, right? Because that's making a kli, right? If you even it out, you're making it something that's makabah patish. So that you can't do. But you can use it the way it is, broken with all the jagged edges. The mzarka bi'ashpa osir. But if you threw it into the garbage, then it becomes muktzah. Then you show that you are not using it for anything. You're not saving it to use for anything. You're throwing it away. Once you throw it away, it becomes muktzah. Maskif lavra papa elamiata zorkle leglime hachinami d'aser. If you threw away your jacket on Shabbos, it becomes aser. Why is it? If this thing has a din of a kli, because it's fit for covering things, then why is throwing it in the garbage make it not a kli? If you take a kli and throw it in the garbage on Shabbos, it doesn't become not a kli. It doesn't become muktzah, right? Ella Amar Rav Papa im zork mi ba'od yom la'ashpa asura. If you threw it already before Shabbos into the garbage, then you show that you are not going to use this for anything. To you, it's nothing. It's not useful, and therefore it becomes muktzah. We'll see. What about if you throw your jacket into the garbage erev Shabbos? That is also not the same thing. But the Gemara didn't hold that if it was mutter on Shabbos and then you threw it away, it's not going to become usher. But if it's something that's a semi kli and you threw it away before Shabbos, you show it's not a kli at all. But something that's a real kli, throwing it away before Shabbos doesn't make it not a kli either. Rashi, dimzorek migufa zula ashba butla mitoris kli. Then it's not a kli anymore. Zarke leglime b'Shabbos la'ashba hachinami da'asu le'tutule. Mivod yom, goli daite mi esma de lab manahu. You show that it's not a kli. But by so your Megalad Das is not a Kli. On the other hand, if when Shabbos came in, you didn't throw it in the garbage. Right? You just threw it in the garbage on Shabbos, then it was a Kli when Shabbos came in your mind. Right? But a jacket isn't a Kli because it's a Kli in your mind. It's a Kli because it's intrinsically a Kli. So it doesn't make a difference when you threw it away. It's still not Muktzah. But something that's only a Kli because you're holding it as a Kli, then if you threw it away on Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, it was a Kli. If you threw it before Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, then you were mavatal that mishem kli, because you didn't have intentions of using it for anything.
So can you throw it away on Shabbos?
What do you mean, can you?
Because
you mavatal kli on Shabbos. No, it's not like breaking it. That's mavatal kli meichano, but you can throw it away. Yeah, I mean, you're making it muktzah, right here. So Shabbos, you're not going to make a muktzah. It's not a problem.
Now, on Shabbos, you find that...
Yeah, but it's not going to become muktzah. So it's not
the
bottle of Kli Meichan, or it's in the garbage. That's no problem.